Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
So you're saying the fate of reality depends on me reading credits for a podcast?
Exactly. But not as Tim Sniffin, but as the mysterious man.
That sounds like a lot. Could I save reality by reading the credits for a different podcast?
There are no other podcasts. Other podcasts are just an illusion. Look, there's no time to explain it right now. The episode has to start.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest currently to find Otok Barleyfoot. To grant a Christmas wish for his daughter, Activia Barleyfoot. Now, if you don't know who Otok Barleyfoot is, this is everything you need to know. About 5.5 to 6 years ago, he left the town of Hog's Face to find his daughter. We don't really know what's happened to him since then, and through no fault of our own, we haven't gone off to find him until now. I am joined, as always, on this quest by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Jingle bing, jingle bong, jingle bing and bong. Hey, Arnie.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? Oh, that's right. I'm appreciating how much of the winter solstice spirit you're embodying right now.
Oh, yeah. There's, I don't know, a trillion different little songs and jingles and ditties and musings and poems and recitals and prayers and
psalms,
and curses and psalms
odes.
And psalms and
screams.
Odes,
wait, hold on.
Dirges.
What's a psalm?
Well, it's so if you're, you know, if you're at the urinal and you're kind of gripping a little too far down the neck.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Psalm.
Brag.
You know when you hold your neck when you pee?
Sure. Yeah.
And Arnie, buddy. Unless my nose is lying, I think I tracked something. You know that the spell that Usur used to try and locate Otok's scent, or at least the scent of someone named Otok?
Yeah.
There might be several Otoks, who knows, but we found out
once. So wait, hold on. You're saying...
Yeah.
You're telling me this now. Like, we've been tracking him for 2 weeks, and just when we think we have him, and I start recording, you're like, oh, also, might not be the right Otok.
Yeah, I guess Otok on your Earth world would be comparable, I think, based on what you've told me, to a Skylar.
Okay.
Huh. Like, that's about the popularity.
Are we tracking by age? Because I bet, like, is Otok a common name for his generation? Or maybe there's just, like, a lot of younger Otoks?
Oh, that sounds like a you sort of question. Why don't you bring him in?
Oh, okay. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Ghost.
I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves knew me as Fiangalak, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hug Stangjes, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. Oh, but now I have shuffled off of this mortal coil after completing my true purpose of defeating the Dark Lord. But Arnie, I just want you to know that I'm not really dead.
Yeah, you're not really dead.
Because I didn't really kill the Dark Lord. Got him in the...
Yeah.
basement. I told Tourmaline, the dragon teen, to watch him very carefully while we're gone, because I don't want him getting up to any nonsense.
Yeah, we've been gone a while.
But yeah, and I don't want that little blemishy thing to escape from there and cause all sorts of havoc and expose our secret. And oh, Arnie, I don't know what we're going to do. We have to find a way for me to come back to life so that people can believe that I'm supposed to be here.
Because you're getting tired of pretending to be a ghost?
Boo.
Ah.
Well, I just think after a while people can be like, why hasn't he yet resolved his foolish business and returned to the realms of Ephesius and be side by side with the goddesses? Why is he just hanging around?
Isidore, is it something where maybe a little birdie might Chris must wish for Isidore to be able to return to his corporeal self?
Oh, that's interesting.
Without any consequences?
Interesting. I suppose that could work, yes.
But then if you don't pull it off, you die.
Yeah, it's a bit of a conundrum, bit of a serpent's tongue.
Say no more. What do you have to accomplish to kind of undo you pretending to be a ghost?
Well, really, I just have to make myself corporeal like this.
Oh.
And then stop floating like this. But then it's all the questions. It's not really the act of doing it. It's all the questions I'm going to get.
Sure.
Like, why aren't you a ghost? Why didn't you die when you said you died? Why are you still alive? We all came to your funeral. Thousands and thousands of people came to your funeral, and it was so sad. And
I think I have a solution. What if you wear, like, a fucking crazy scarf? Like, I'm not talking, like, crazy scarf. Like, absolutely batshit bonkers scarf. Then all the questions will be directed at the scarf and not you. Mm-hmm. People will be like, what's up with that scarf? Did you know you're wearing that scarf? Where did you get that scarf? What's the deal with that scarf?
I love that. Because if I'm just wearing a crazy scarf and I'm just answering questions about the scarf, I'm like, oh, it's super long. It's got many colors in it. And if somebody does get tired of that line of questioning, they might go, why are you alive? And I'm like, I regenerated or something. I've just got the scarf.
Can I ask, what question would someone ask that you would give the answer, it's a super long scarf?
How long is that?
All right. I think this might work.
And then they would say, we didn't ask what it is. We said, how long is it? So don't tell us it's a scarf.
And then you have them on their heels. And then you can start asking them questions, and then you've already won.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm always 7 steps ahead. No one can top
you. Sir, wait up.
Wait, what? Oh, yes, come on. We're going
You kind of sprinted ahead a little bit.
So fast.
Yes, well, we're here to find Otok today, and I'm very excited.
That's right, Otok. Why do we keep forgetting about that?
We got to stop getting hung up on minutia. Not that you being incorporeal is minutia.
Thank you.
But I'm just saying. So we've tracked Otok to this remote location.
Yes, I used a special spell that finds people named Otok, which when the year he was born, was only the 27th most popular boy's name.
Oh, that's not bad. So there's probably carry the one. I have no idea.
Well, I figure, if this isn't the right one, we'll get it the next time. And if this isn't the right one, I basically live forever. I can find him.
No, but here's the thing, Isidore. It's a Chris must wish. If we don't find Otok before Christmas morn, you will die.
That's right. I forgot.
Wait, so if this is an Otok, you're fucked.
Okay, well, he rolled the dice, and now we see what came up.
9. What is that?
That's pretty good. I think you should roll for damage.
Wait. I picked up on the scent again. It's that building over there. It's definitely someone named Otok, or based off the spell, it's definitely that scent. It smells like there's 20 to 30 smaller creatures in the building with him. We must be careful. I'm going to barge in. I'll take out 10 or 15, okay?
Goblin
they might
guards.
Be small, but they could be strong, okay?
It could be orcish guards or perhaps some sort of other terrible little creature covered with swords and scabbards and scales and sharp, biting teeth.
We could flood the building, and we know that Otok's tall enough to where the water would only reach maybe his chest or his neck, so he'd be safe. And hold on. What if these creatures swim? Oh, Chunt, you idiot. Creatures can swim. You fool.
Arnie, get in there.
What, me?
Yeah, you're the greatest warrior in Foon now.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, are we still in the forest?
All right, I'm going to just bang this door open.
Ooh, I hate hearing what this sounds like.
So sad little whimpers.
Boy, this doorknob is really stuck. Oh, wait, no, it goes the other direction. Okay. Hello? Hey, anybody in here?
Dinks, Lamb Legs, Bangarelli, line up. Let's go, boys. Come on now. Hey, you, Gutierrez, put that down. All right. Hey, stop touching that. Stop touching that. Come on, let's get serious around here, all right?
Oh, he's in charge of these creatures?
This is his army. Oh, no. Otok's been converted to the side of evil.
We took too long to save him. He's raised an army to kill us.
No. Here, you stand now before Usador the Wizard. Know that none of your evil shall escape these walls, for I am here to smite those who would wreak havoc upon this world.
And I, Chunt, shapeshift into a shark in case you try and flood the building and... No, that was our idea. Air.
What in the living hell? Triangle, get away from those guys. Get away. Step
Your
away.
Name's Triangle?
Trongo.
I think he said Trongo.
Maybe Trongo. Who are you?
Oh, yeah, that name is much better.
Trongo. Trongo, back off, man.
All right, don't listen to that guy. Trongo.
What?
Step over there.
Trongo is crying now.
It's bedtime for Trongo. Shapeshift back into a badger. Oh, phew. Hey, Otok, it's Chunt the Shapeshifter, Usador the Wizard.
And me, Arnie Niekamp, greatest warrior in all of Foon. Although back when you knew me, I was just the man from another world.
Hey,
Otok, hey. Buddy. Oh, buddy, it's us.
Hey, guys.
It's been so long. We're so sorry. Quick, name your favorite memory of the four of us together.
Right. Remember when we used to skip Quick. And play those instruments? And drink?
We definitely drank.
We definitely drank, yes.
Yep.
Remember at the Vermilion Minotaur, you remember?
Oh, goddesses. Vian Yelik?
Ah, it is I. One and the same, yes.
This little guy. Chunt!
Yeah, hey!
Of course I remember you. Oh, my
God.
It's been...
Didn't know as many years, but still probably made a big impact on your life.
Right. You used to sell those little trinkets, right? You sold those little beaded trinkets?
No. Here. I'm going to sit at this table over here. This might help. Help jog your memory. Huh? Sitting?
Do the spiel.
Oh. Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About seven weeks ago,
I don't need to hear any more of that, please. Okay. Please. Arnie?
Yeah. The man from another world. You were like one of our first sponsors, besides maybe Jackbox Games.
I gave you my tavern. Didn't I give you...
Yeah.
Didn't I put you in charge of my tavern?
Yeah, you put me in charge of your tavern when you left Hogsface. I don't know if you've gotten any updates on that. Ooh, this might be... You might want to sit down for some of this.
Arnie. Oh, hey, singles and slap nuts... That's not an instrument. Okay, put that down.
All right. Slap nuts.
You separate them by singles and slap nuts?
Oh, those were their names, Chun.
Oh, kids' names today. Such unusual names. You know, a lot of kids these days have unusual names. We'll get to that later. Arnie, I don't know if Otok can handle what happened to the Vermilion Minotaur.
It'll be best coming from me. Otok, I must tell you the truth. All of Hog's Face has been destroyed. I know not if you have heard, but I said a secret name. A name I swore I would ne'er say, but I did it for a good purpose. To fight evil. And oh boy, the guys who were there at the time, they didn't show up for like another 30 episodes. So we really, really put the hurt on them there.
I guess, mostly, in retrospect, mostly what we did was just destroy that whole town. And that's kind of it.
You know, I'm sure it was exciting. I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was maybe a little bit hilarious. But, like, I got to tell you, I've left Hog's Face in the rearview mirror. You know, like, I'm a new man now. I got a new life. So right now, as you can see, I'm working with these kids. And, you know, I'm actually not supposed to have other people in the schoolhouse here. So, unless they're helping
okay.
with the unit.
We can help.
Yeah, Tongo, let me say your name. Tongo.
You know, hey, everybody, can we gather around here? I just want to introduce you to some of my old friends and colleagues from back in a previous life, if you will. This is Chun.
Hi, kids.
Shapeshifter.
What's your favorite animal, Tongo?
A rabbit.
Sorry, can you enunciate?
A rabbit.
I heard a ribbit, which I guess is the sound a frog makes. Let me just shapeshift into a frog.
No, a rabbit.
Okay.
Tongo has major anxiety issues, so can you not push him like that?
Oh, fuck. I am so sorry.
He's just shaking.
Oh, no. This is not what I wanted.
Just wanted to see a rabbit.
Okay. What is he saying? He wants to see a what? Can anyone understand him?
A rabbit.
A rabbit.
I think he wants to see a robin.
A rabid robin. Okay, here's a rabid robin.
A rabbit.
Okay, we better take Tongo outside.
Yeah, Tongo, go into your circle.
Fine.
And then, so that's Chun, everybody. And this is Fionn Yelik, also known as Usador.
That's right. I am Usador the Blue, the mighty wizard, here to smite those who would do evil upon this world. Fear me and tremble if you do have evil intent in thine heart.
Although, kids, if anybody asks, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, I'm a ghost.
No. Oh, no, 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 not the scary kind, the fun kind. The fun ghosts.
Yeah. You guys remember, when Mr. Teolis came in and he did a couple of those magic tricks for everybody, and it was really exciting, and he found that coin behind your ear and stuff. That's sort of similar to what Usador.
Usador, do a magic trick.
Yet I will find no simple coin. Nay, I shall transform one of you into a pile of coins.
Well, Greg, someone's going to have to notify Slapnuts' parents that he's now a pile of coins.
That's great. Okay, that's more paperwork for me. Okay, and then finally, this is Arnie.
Hey!
He's a guy.
Hey, kids. I'm sure you've all heard of me in story and song. I am Arnie Niekamp, man from another world, and now greatest warrior in all of Foon after I killed Arnor, the former greatest warrior in all of Foon. I see a couple of you kids actually are wearing shirts with pictures of Arnor the warrior on him. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you hadn't heard.
Ooh, Arnie, I don't know if these kids could handle hearing about Arnor right now.
Yeah.
Seems like they've been through a lot already. I shapeshifted into a shark and a rabbit robin.
Yeah.
What happened to Arnor?
Well, here's the thing.
Do it with puppets. Arnie, do it with puppets.
I don't know.
Here's some puppets. I got some puppets. They're in that crate right there.
Okay. So this giraffe, let's say, is Arnor, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and this dirty old sock is me, but a cooler.
Why did you use the giraffe puppet instead of the lion puppet? He always wore a lion's head.
I don't know, man. I just grabbed a puppet.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. The verisimilitude of this puppet show is lacking.
Usador, you could use magic to get this across. Like, I'm just working with what I've got here, okay?
Magic? Like this? Is this your coin?
Yeah. No.
That's part of Slapnuts.
I've never seen that coin.
throw it back in the pile.
You don't keep track of what coins are Slapnuts, and if we have any hope of turning it back into that kid.
Oh, he'll turn back into a kid. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, kids, Arnor attacked me and then accidentally fell on his own sword and then released the soup in his butt. You know, that old story. And now...
Hey, Arnie? I don't know how it is on Earth. On Foon, this isn't how puppet shows work. You don't say this puppet is this person, this puppet is this person, and then vocalize this story without using the puppets at all.
Okay, he's fine. Puppets.
Here.
The puppets can speak.
Chunt, I'll transform both of our hands into puppets so we can be part of it too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be Usador. You be Chunt.
Oh, yeah, BB. In puppet form.
Arnie, you keep being yourself. And Arnor, all right?
Hi, I'm Arnie Niekamp.
Hi, I'm a giraffe.
Arnor, why are you a giraffe?
We can't all decide what puppet we are. Sometimes we're just born as a different puppet than we think.
I don't like this.
Yeah, none of us do, buddy. None of us do.
I'm really losing the thread here, I think.
Is this a story?
Arnie killed Arnor.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a great and terrible battle, children, where Arnor, with sword drawn, approached Arnie and then fell upon his own sword. It was sort of pathetic and weak, and Arnie kind of won on a technicality.
But the good news, kids, if Arnor was your hero, now I'm your hero.
So turn those shirts inside out and take a piece of crayon or charcoal and draw a brand new name.
Yeah, draw my face and draw the words, "I don't want to talk about Earth stuff." I would prefer you order that from our store, but I'm not even sure if that shirt's still available.
Arnie, no.
All right, kids, leave your shirts on. Please, please just leave them on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point, good point, good
point.
This
story has not been verified.
Good point. Sorry, Otak, we're not, we don't teach kids much.
Yeah.
A rabbit.
Chongo?
No.
Guys, what the hell are you doing here?
I mean, we're here to save you.
Activia, your daughter, she wished to see you again, and she begged that we finally come and save you after all of these years.
Activia?
Yeah, your daughter.
Yeah, your daughter.
She's alive?
She's alive.
Yes.
And thriving.
We've run into her like a half a dozen times since you left for your quest. In retrospect, we should have also found you. It was a lot easier than we thought.
Yeah, what happened there? What,
We're so busy.
Well, and we thought we did it at one point because we saw you in an alternate future timeline, and then we kind of thought, like, well, he seems fine.
Oh, was I happy?
You'd lost an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were kind of trapped and forced to work in a tavern you didn't want to work in. It was kind of bleak now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kind of rough stuff. But can I just say, you haven't lost an eye. I do see you got maybe nicked on the ear. You have a very distinguished scar, some nice pepper gray hair. You're looking gorgeous.
And I shaved the beard.
Yeah.
Only mustache now.
Looking good.
Yes, I knew something was different. I couldn't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, I've actually been through a lot, guys. You're right, Sean, about the ear and the scar.
Here are some puppets.
Those are my puppets.
Yeah, so tell us the story.
Oh, you want me to tell the story?
I hope you were attacked by a giraffe.
No, well, actually, all these puppets, I gathered them because they all represent the story of how I wound up here.
Oh. Well, why don't we take a quick break?
Yeah.
And then we'd love to hear the story of how you ended up here, especially if it involves a giraffe.
Oh, well, that's perfect. It is snack time. Can you guys help hand some stuff out?
Oh,
some pretzel rods and...
So the snacks are not for us.
Tiny ropes for everyone.
Otak, what does a pile of coins eat?
I never imagined a giraffe could be such a wonderful companion and help you through so many hardships.
Yes, Sean, please.
Aww.
Well, actually, as I cradled the giraffe in my arms and laid him down, all of the children in the town came and shaved my beard.
Oh.
Together.
Wow. So that's how you got that deep scar and the nick in your ear. Yeah.
Right. You can't, once you have over 20 children shaving you, you're going to wind up with a few scars, probably.
20 kids should have razors.
No. But in this town, every child is granted a razor at their 7th birthday.
Why?
For just such an occasion. The stranger and the giraffe who's dying should wander into town after an amazing adventure. Well, what is left to do other than to shave and to bathe that stranger and make them feel comfortable and at home? And since they did such a wonderful job, you've planted your roots here.
Well, it's true. I mean, my giraffe was injured and needed to be healed, and so... The only veterinarian in town who's going to be able to heal him required that I earn the money to pay for it. So I've been teaching here and leading these kids ever since until my giraffe's up and running again.
This sounds a lot like the plot to Doc Hollywood to me.
Sorry?
Never mind. Earth people are maybe loving it.
Probably.
Now, I think that I had thought that your giraffe had passed away, but you're saying the giraffe is still here at the... At the animal hospital that we walked past when we came into town?
That's exactly right.
Oh.
He should be. They keep saying just a couple more days and he's going to be fine, but I've been here at least a few years now.
Wow.
Have you checked in on this giraffe anytime recently?
I mean, I'll look through the window, but they don't let me in the actual animal hospital.
Oh, why not?
Dr. Dabney is very sensitive about his various tinctures and balms.
Dabney, let me talk to this charlatan, and I shall say no more, Montebank. You must heal this creature or set it free. Do you want me to talk to him? I can talk to him.
Yeah, I just don't want you to. I mean, you got to be careful, though. He's a very sensitive guy. He's a little bit dangerous.
Oh, but who's more dangerous than I? One of the greatest wizards e'er to walk across Foon. All do fear and tremble that come in my path, who may have spited me or wronged me in some way. Know this. Know if some friend of mine, such as Otak Barleyfoot, is wronged, then Usador is also wronged. And look, Slabnuts is doing fine. He's, like, blinking again, and the coins are sort of moving, sort of shifting around.
Oh, I think the sun's hitting them, Usador.
Yeah. No, he's roughly boy-shaped. I think he's going to be fine.
Those are just a couple of googly eyes from the arts and crafts box.
Well, you've got to start somewhere.
He has his father's eyes, I assume. Now, Otak, correct me if I'm wrong. You said the giraffe's name was Trongo. Now, did you misremember, or was Trongo one of the first through 10th most popular boys' names for any species that year?
Trongo, if you guys all recall, Trongo was an incredibly popular name for a while there because of the Bard's song.
Trongo, oh, yes.
Trongo and Muffinfoot, that song that was really popular. So everybody's naming their kids and their animals Trongo.
But no Muffinfoots, which was interesting. Kind of a slight towards Muffinfoot.
Well, in the song, Muffinfoot's a real piece of shit.
Oh, that's yeah. Right. That's
oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Trongo's the hero of that song. And so, coincidentally, my giraffe is named Trongo, and as is that boy right there.
Now, correct me if I'm dumb.
Rabbit.
Huh?
A rabbit.
Can someone get this kid away from me, please?
No!
He keeps trying to pet you.
Oh, that's fine. Buddy, come here. You can pet me.
Thank you, Mr. Chunk.
Yeah, anytime. Anything you want, buddy. Oh, wait a minute. I see. Your shirt has a rabbit on it. You're saying rabbit.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me just... You, sir, pull me out of your hat. You, sir, pull me out of your hat.
Watch, Trongo, as I pull a rabbit from my hat.
Ta-da!
That's so wonderful. I love a rabbit.
Oh, rabbits love you, Trongo.
My dad hunts rabbits.
Oh,
and
no.
He's so hungry, and there are no more rabbits here in the hills. So if you just can go and let my dad catch you now.
Be careful. Trongo's holding a razor blade.
Oh, that's right. Trongo, how about I tell you what? I have to go because I'm a magical rabbit, but I'll tell the other rabbits of the forest and the meadows to visit your home in the next week because I am concerned about your dad not eating.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well played, Chunt.
Phew, glad I solved that equation.
Yeah, usually Trongo can't be talked down like that.
Look at him wave. It's just not just coins shaking back and forth.
Yeah, hey, Slapnuts, can you hear me?
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. We're more concerned about you, Otak. If you are not here to be rescued, then I cannot complete Activia's wish. For you see, I have become the Chris of Chris Must. And if I do not fulfill the wish, then I most certainly shall perish.
Look, I mean, I don't even know if I need rescuing, although, I mean, maybe I'm happy here. It's taken me so long to forget who I used to be, what I used to do. I spent all my days with these kids.
Otak, we don't want to drag you away from a place that you're happy, even if you staying here means Usador will die for real, finally and forever. But
what?
Tell us about your life here. Besides teaching, do you have any friends? Or
I have friends. I've got some friends.
Whoa, back up. You got real close real fast.
Look, I mean, the kids are obviously my friends.
No.
I mean, sometimes, you know, after school we hang out, whatever.
What?
I do some coaching, you know. Sometimes I try to talk to some of the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You're saying you try to talk to some of the parents. Are they not very receptive when you talk to them?
It can get awkward. I mean, I've been invited to like a fete or two.
Slabnuts? Slabnuts? Where is my boy?
It's
me, Mr. Fiddlebutts.
Mr. Nuts.
Yes, Mr. Fiddlebuttnuts.
Mr.
Fiddlebuttnuts?
Yes, my name is Fiddlebuttsnuts. Or Fiddlebuttnut, whatever you prefer. I'm here to pick up my child, my one and only baby boy, my heir to my fortune.
Well, we've got some good news about your fortune.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten a little bit bigger.
Okay, all right. Slap, you know, Mr. Fiddlebuttnuts, Slapnuts just stepped out for a second.
Oh.
He's going to be right back. Just hang tight. Okay, if you can actually just wait right...
Stepped out. Ooh, always thinking outside the box and stepping outside the box, I presume. I can't wait to hear what he's investing in or up to. Some sort of scheme, no doubt.
Yes, he's brilliant. He's going to start another club, I think.
He's going to earn me a big pile of coins, that boy.
Eustor, can you speed this process up? Can we,
I can, but what fun is that? That's the natural process of magic undoing itself and seeing a pile of coins slowly begin to perambulate and take on human form again as it screeches for the first time, as if it were born again. And then it says whatever little slapnuts used to say. Now, once it's taken hold of its consciousness again. But if you want me to just cast a spell and undo it, I'll undo it.
Otak, you're friends with these kids. What does slap butts usually say?
What's slap catchphrase?
Nuts, not slap butts. Don't be weird.
Who's slapping who? That's what he usually says. Oh, God. Here comes Trongo's dad, too. I can see him. Listen.
What? Where is my son?
His greeting is what? Where is my son?
Where is my son?
I've never heard someone enter a room and say what.
I heard you talking about me when I walked up, and I went what?
What a power move to walk into a room and just say what?
Is this Louis Anderson?
Why are you talking about me like I'm not here, Mom?
Oh, I see you have charts up on the wall, Otak. Yeah. Mr. Trongo, can you read the top five answers on the board up there?
Sure.
Sorry, could you say top five answers on the board?
Top five answers on the board. 30% of people said coffee grounds.
Who wrote that? Mr. Trongo suffers from serious anxiety, guys, so please don't put
Oh, him. No, I stepped in it again. What is wrong with me?
Shunt.
I thought people were just weird sometimes.
Trongo, have you seen a rabbit today? I haven't seen a rabbit. I asked him to find a rabbit. Mr. Jones said he'd talk to the other rabbits and send the rabbits into the forest. All right. Well, then we can move on and go all about our business.
Yes, Mr. Trongo, you have my assurances as someone... And hey, I'm weird myself. I admit to that as well. Sorry about earlier having you read the... Anyway, I'll make sure that you have whatever food you need, hopefully for the whole year.
Is this the Fudd family?
Mr. Trongo, Cleft, can I call you Cleft?
You can call me Cleft.
You still having people over later tonight, maybe?
Again? Oh, we're thinking about it. I'll send you a pigeon or something if there are people coming over.
Hey, let me know if I can bring anything.
Sure.
Sorry, you have pigeons?
Yeah?
Eat those.
Fuck you. I'm not going to eat my pigeons.
There are kids here.
Yeah, I don't care. You want me to eat my pigeons? How am I supposed to communicate with people?
Arnie, he has anxiety.
Dan, you're embarrassing me. I don't care.
Like, can't tell him his dad apart sometimes.
Look, I'm sorry that it's hard to tell us apart sometimes, but I think it's pretty clear most of the time I'm doing the best I can.
I still know who's talking. Can you raise your hand if you're talking?
No, it's the dad.
They move their mouths in unison. Please raise your hand if you're talking.
Just wanted a rabbit.
Oh, here comes Mrs. Trongo. Oh, my God.
Well, hello.
Which one is it?
Trongo, Cleft, are you ready to go?
You can tell that.
Oh, Mr. Barleyfoot, thank you so much for your work today. We're so excited to think about having you over sometime soon. Very soon.
Annie, please, yes, tonight? I mean...
Not tonight, but soon, very soon, yes, yes.
Okay.
Come along, boys.
All right.
And there they go. I just was so fascinated, I couldn't say a word that entire time.
Yeah, your jaw was on the floor.
Well, that's one of the amazing things I can do as a wizard, and I wanted to impress the children. Now, I see a way to fulfill the wish that we'll tell you about right after this break.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think these coins are just going to stay coins.
Fine. Everyone pick up a coin.
That can't be good. Shouldn't we keep it in a pile? A boy-shaped pile?
Put it in the center of your palm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And everyone think about slap nuts. Mm-hmm. What he looked like, what he meant to you.
I don't remember. He didn't mean anything to me.
Remember?
6'10".
Otak, you have to do it too.
Oh, I remember slap, that's why.
And now close your palm.
Okay.
Close your eyes. And then open your palm. There should be naught but dust. Blow the dust away.
I don't know, my eyes are closed.
Open your eyes.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Now look at the dust in your hand and blow it away.
Oh, I inhale.
Oh. I coughed it away.
Okay. Whew, that was close. Now, Slapnut should be himself in just about 10 minutes. Or at least how you remember him.
Huh. Couldn't we have at least put, like, a magic hat on him and a pipe or something?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Bing, bing, bing. Oh, he looks very cute now. It's all decorated.
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
I don't think so. I think eventually his father will come around and spend him right up.
His father is still just pacing outside.
Yes, he does seem a little high-strung, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Arnie, perhaps you should challenge him to a fight as the greatest warrior in Foon.
I don't know. Is his name Arnie? Because I'm mostly good at fighting people named Arnie.
But if you have him fight you in the forest, you can't lose.
That's right. We're close to the forest.
Yep.
Do you think he'd fall for it if I was like, hey, come fight me over there in the forest? Not here, but over in the forest.
Or you say, I challenge you to a not get lost duel.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I would do. Walk right up to him and say, are you the father of Slapnuts? And he'll say, yay. And you shall draw your sword and you shall look at him with a steely eye. And you shall say, I challenge you to a duel. Only one of us shall survive this day. And then as soon as he accepts, I would turn tail and haul ass to the forest. Just like, just as fast as you can. Get to the forest. Yeah.
Otak, you're crying. Are you?
I don't know why. First of all, I'm not sure why Arnie is going to fight Mr. Slapnuts.
Yeah.
Oh, we're insane. Listen.
To get him off our back.
But I hate that guy. I hate Mr. Trongo. I hate Mrs. Trongo.
You were just trying to go over to the house, though.
That's because I'm lonely. I'm lonely.
Oh, buddy.
My only friends are these kids. They could kill me at any second with their razor blades if I cross them.
Oh, Doc, it's all fine. This aligns perfectly with what I had surmised before the break. I believe that we can save you by helping you find your true home again.
Of course, your true home has been destroyed, so...
That's right.
But
yes,
they rebuilt
it.
In the same place?
Everything's moved over like 10 feet, I think.
It's smaller, but it's worse.
Yeah, I think the Vermilion Minotaur got reopened as a place called Two Vermilion Two Minotaur, if I'm remembering correctly.
It's a themed bar.
Yeah.
What's the theme?
Two?
It's two of everything.
Oh.
You can only take a shit in the bathroom.
Wait, it's smaller, but there's two of everything now?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. But you get two scotch eggs. That's sort of nice.
Pretty good.
One's never enough.
Look, Otak, home is wherever your friends are, and clearly you don't have any of those, but we'll do in a pinch. Come with us. Come back. Have you ever been to Nibblebottom near the Unnameable Mountain? We've got a fun little tavern there, and I'm going to be honest, we've done a shit job of running that place. How would you feel about coming and helping us with our tavern?
I was born to run a tavern. That's all I ever knew until just a few years ago when I left it to you, Arnie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake, by the way.
Huge fuck up. What were you thinking?
After you left, the whole place got invaded by orcs.
Uh-huh.
The whole town was enslaved by the Dark Lord for a couple of years. Then we blew the whole thing up. And then we've just been fucking shitting around since then. I mean...
Shitting around? I'm not going to even ask about the unwed mothers.
Oh, some of them must have survived.
They all made it out.
Although, here's the thing. Daphne, the unwed mother, I think she's been dead the whole time.
Yeah, it turns out she was a ghost, we think.
That explains a lot.
I don't think she knows.
No, she's totally unaware.
Listen, guys, the only thing is I can't leave here without Trongo.
What?
My giraffe.
The giraffe. The giraffe. Not
Come on, who are you thinking?
Okay. Well, I think it's pretty clear who we were thinking.
What?
Oh, no.
I heard my name.
I'm gonna steal that. I'm gonna enter a room and just yell what. It is a power move.
I don't want to be here anymore.
Let's meet the Trongo family.
Oh, well, there's more of them.
Wait, Uncle Trongo?
Yeah? What do you need?
Yeah, it's Cousin Trongo there.
Says here you're into mashed potatoes and backflips?
I love mashed potatoes and backflips. I can do them all day.
All right, Mom? Let's move down. Meet the next one.
That's Grandpa Trongo.
Hey, no. Grandpa Trongo.
Hello. How's everyone doing?
It says here you once sat in a swamp? Tell us about that.
That's not exactly correct. I once sat on an alligator that walked into a swamp.
Oh, well, just tell us that at the beginning. You don't need to...
I sort of traversed the swamp on the back of an alligator.
Okay.
Arnie, should we have this family feud with another family to cause a distraction so Otak could get out of the school?
Yeah.
Trongos do hate Slapnuts.
What was Slapnuts' dad's name?
Slap Buttnuts? No. Flop Buttnuts? No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, motherfucker!
Do my ears a bedding?
The Trongo family turned your kid into a pile of coins.
What? No child of mine is a pile of coins. We shall feud.
We didn't do that. That wasn't us.
Let me take out my old family heirloom conch shell and blow into it, thus calling the remaining members of my family.
Oh yeah, let's meet all of them too.
Here's my wife, Lenuts, last name. Here's my cousin.
Wait, hold on. Lenuts, last name. Wait, was her maiden name last name?
Her maiden name was last name. But of course she took my name in the marriage, which you already know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my cousin, Gregutz Sullivan, on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm. Excellent dancer. Beautiful dancer.
Why don't any of them talk like we do?
It's a pretty silent family.
Well, I'm just calling them in. Would you like me to let them speak for themselves?
No, fuck it. Who cares?
Oh, fine. I'll go cast a spell to turn him back into a regular child, I guess. Here you go. Here's little Slapnuts back. It's not very good magic, because you don't get to see it and appreciate it the whole time.
This has not been the best diversion, Arnie.
I know. Why did you resolve
it's
one's being so polite?
Look, you accused me of turning your kid into a pile of coins. It was clearly that blue piece of shit over there. And I'm never going to forgive you as long as I live.
What did he say?
Who are you talking to,
Mr. Tony? I'm talking to that guy. It's Slapnuts' dad.
How dare you point at me? How dare you? I've never had a man point at me in my life.
I'll point at you right now.
I've had this eraser since I was 8 years old in this town, and I shall cut off. You point that finger again, it's coming off.
Since you were eight, you got it a year late? What a loser.
Well, I got one at seven, but I dropped it down the well, the town well.
Yeah, fun kid hanging around the well. You must be from the wrong side of the well.
How dare you?
How dare you? Ow! Ow! I'm gonna cut you with my razor. Ow!
Here, ow! You sword, John, quick! Let's get out of here.
Cut each other up.
Okay, here we are. This is Dr. Dabney's place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Should we be concerned about how traumatizing that might have been for all those kids to watch those families just get into a knife fight?
Yeah,
Arnie, we don't have time. You're right. We don't have time. We can't save everybody.
I took the coping puppets too.
Oh no!
Look, I can't worry about this now. I'll regret this later.
Not their coping puppets.
It's a town where they give them all razor blades. It'll be fine.
Now let's talk to this vet about the draft.
Okay.
Dr. Dabney. Hello.
Dr. Dabney.
Yeah, what's up? We are clearly calling for you, Dr. Dabney.
Yep. Hey, what's going on?
Wow.
Dr. Dabney, it's me. It's Otak. Otak Barleyfoot.
Hey, Otak. Yeah, it's only going to be a couple more months.
You said that years ago. You've been saying that for years, Dr.
Dabney. I know. I just think, but I'm just going to give you enough time that you could learn an important lesson about life. Maybe fall in love and realize that what you're looking for is being
in love.
Adult. You haven't?
No adults will really talk to me.
Huh. Oh, Doc, I gotta ask, do you know whether or not Dr. Dabney is a wolf man?
Yeah.
He is? I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah,
he's a veterinarian. Of course he's a wolf man.
How do I understand the medicine of the animals and the humans if I'm not a wolf man? Ow!
Otak.
Yeah.
Do you know if Dr. Dabney has NARS?
Yeah. He absolutely does.
All guys, right. I'm a man of medicine, and you can please use a clinical term, Nardarinos.
That's what we should call our fans. Arnie, that's what we should call our fans.
No, we shouldn't.
Fine. Dr. Dabney, listen, I need Trongo. Trongo the giraffe.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, why do you need that kid, that weird kid?
No, Trongo the giraffe, the one that you've been treating I need him back.
And if you do not hand over that giraffe forthwith, I shall take umbrance with thee, and then you shall face the wrath of a wizard unleashed.
All right, be cool, baby.
All right, well, is there a bill we settle up or something we sign, or...
I don't know. I'll take a pile of coins about the size of a child. That
should
cover
it. Damn it, I told you!
Motherfuck. Guys, quick, let's grab... The giraffe is tied out back. Let's just go. Let's stop talking to the weirdos in this town.
Yeah, listen, Dr. Dabney, I'll tell you what. I know you wanted to teach me a lesson. I know you want me to find love. But you know what the lesson I learned? Is that these are my friends. I learned I need to get home.
All right, I'll catch you on the flip side.
Can quick. I send out a dedication?
That's a threat.
Quick, everyone on Trongo's back.
Yeah!
Giraffes don't move very fast.
They do when they're wearing roller skates. Arra-tarol-tarlock.
All four legs broken. Oh, no.
Hey,
Wolfman.
To stay here while I fix this giraffe.
Damn it.
Their legs aren't broken when their legs are a boat.
User blue.
Arothral Kaloth T.
Hey, Otak, are we saving you? Is this going?
Yeah. Look, there's a river about 800 yards that way.
Okay, just push.
Everybody.
Everyone just push.
Roll, Trongo, roll.
This is going to be great, Otak. You're really going to like Nibblebottom.
Dr. Dammit, can you... You play one last Trongo and Muffin Foots. Can you send it out to all the Trongos and the Slapnuts in this town?
All right. This next announcement goes out to all you Trongos out there, and also all you piece of shit Muffin Foots as well.
Okay, so now that the episode is over, I have to read these credits?
Yep. Now.
Okay. Usadora the Blue was played by Matt Young.
No. Not as yourself, as the mysterious man. Here, give me the script. I can actually do a pretty decent mysterious man impression. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. I hate everything. Matt Young. Chunt the...
Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Otak Barleyfoot was played by special guest Nick Bear. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like this list of exciting individuals. Race Buford, David Lee, Peter McClellan, Crimson Myth, yes, the long-lost sibling of Magenta Documentary, I've heard of you, Ikim Sinots, Ben Fisher, Monica McElroy, because the world needs more McElroys, Carolyn G, Benj Morris, and Joanne. Love your fabrics. Patrons get nothing. Okay, fine, we can change that for the holidays. Patrons get ad-free versions of new episodes and the entire back catalog. Plus, they get at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the latest bonus episode, a new Behind the Tavern with funny stories from on the road.
We sit down to eat. I feel like as soon... I don't know, Arnie, if you even got a bite in, but as soon as we sit down, Arnie's phone rings. He has an important call he has to take. So he gets up, leaves his polski on the picnic table or the bench, and he gets up to kind of walk around while he talks. I want to say a minute into his conversation, a big old seagull...
I think it was quicker than a minute. I think he got up and walked away, and it happened almost immediately.
So Matt and I are talking. Maybe 2 feet from us is Arnie's polski sitting all alone. Again, I don't feel like I'm being hyperbolic when I say it was like 4 pounds. Big old seagull comes, snatches the whole thing, the tray with the sandwich, the entire thing, snatches the whole thing and flies away. Matt and I are just staring at each other agape. We cannot believe what happened, and we're terrified. I'm terrified that Arnie's going to think we ate his sandwich. So I think I'm just like, oh no, I don't know what to do. But I'm also like,
yeah, it's the funniest fucking thing we've ever seen in our lives.
I'm also crying laughing, and I can't like get a hold of myself.
Fun, right? I'm told some people want to hear more of that. I've never met these people, but it's a big universe. To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett...
Schultz. Sorry, it's hard to maintain that voice for long. And then the last bit is that the episode was edited by Stefan Dranger, Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard LeBan, Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland, and then that's it.
That is a lot of credits.
The credits have gotten longer, that's true.
I really don't do voices.
We're going to have to train all week to get you ready for next week's episode. And there will be an episode next week.
But it's the holidays. I have to get back to Chicago.
Oh, Mr. Sniffin, I'm so sorry. But there is no Chicago.